RMB Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
7:09, good morning. What's up? Plan B Morning Show. How you doing on a Monday, huh? Today, partly sunny, high of 50. Look at it, some wind, 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's been a little windy lately. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. Same thing with the wind. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 60% chance of rain showers, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow. So get ready for that. Let's take a look at your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
Your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them at 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. All right. Hey, you want to talk to J.J. Watt? Yeah. J.J. Watt, one of the NFL's most popular stars. He has more than 25,000 text messages on his phone right now to prove it. The Houston, Texas defensive end, who was out for the remaining of the season with an injury, loves connecting with his fans. So he gave out his phone number on social media and invited fans to send him a text message. Hey, say what's up. He said, it's just a way for me to connect more directly with you, the fans. Well, it worked because his phone has been flooded with texts, hundreds, which he's actually responded to. So, yeah, get on JJ Watt's social media. His phone number is up there. Send him a text. Maybe a picture message. Moving on. Best video games of the last 20 years. The mandatory website ranked the best video games of the last 20 years. Here's a rundown of the top five. We'll start at number five. Legend of Zelda. Zelda? Did I say Legend of Zelda? That was 2017. It's Breath of Wild. Number four, Portal. Never really played that too much. Number three, Red Dead Redemption. That's a popular one. Number two, Bioshock. 2007 there. Number one, Minecraft. Biggest video game out there, man. I don't know. I've never played Minecraft. I've seen it been played, but it's, I don't know. Obviously, you guys know I've been playing that Call of Duty lately. Woo! It's sick. I know we got some people here that probably don't play a lot of video games, but damn, if you do and you haven't played that game yet, do yourself a favor. It's cold outside. There's not much going on. If you have a little downtime, get that new Modern Warfare. It is sick. Moving on, last topic here. The most hated Thanksgiving food in each state. Cranberry sauce at number one in 17 states. People hate cranberry sauce. This kind of correlates with our topic today. Today we're talking about your favorite Thanksgiving dishes. We'll hit on that just a little bit. Plus we got your Get Lit winner, but this kind of correlates with that. Green bean casserole in 12 states. Really? I kind of like green bean casserole. Number three, stuffing. It's just kind of typical. That was in 9 states. Sweet potatoes in 6 states. Pumpkin pie. Yeah. It's better than a lot of other pies. I'll give you that much. I'm not a big fan of the cherry, the apple pies. Give me a pumpkin pie or a cheesecake. You know, can't go wrong with a cheesecake. Everybody loves cheesecake. Number six, turkey. Really? Turkey in 3 states there. So there you go. There you go. That's your morning dump. Like I said, we got your Get Lit winner coming up here shortly around 7:30. I'm going to announce that. So cross your fingers. You're going to get showered with lights. And so there you go. That and more coming up. It's Plan B Morning Show. This is your morning dump.
The morning. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning, 7:36. One more time, congratulations, Tyler Dannefeld, the winner of this year's Get Lit for Christmas. There you go, Tyler. You're going to get showered with lights. Forecast for today, partly sunny, high of 50. Look at it tonight, partly cloudy, low of 35. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 60% chance of rain showers, mainly in the afternoon, evening. High of 48 tomorrow. Getting to your topic here, Joey C's Pizzeria. You're on M139 in Benton Harbor. Get to Joey C's and try some pizza, man. So, so good. Seriously, and it's ready for you right on your lunch, man. You can walk in, walk out with some food. Joey C's Pizzeria. What's the matter for you? That's right, man. So your topic of the day. We talking to, hey, Matt. Where's Matt at? Oh, yeah, there he is. All right, so hanging out with my buddy Matt. What's up, Matt?
What's happening?
How you doing? You getting ready for Thanksgiving?
Dude, it's my favorite holiday. You know, I'm a hunter as well, so when you get the opportunity to hunt, to eat a bunch of food, watch football, and nap all day, there's literally no better day ever in the history of ever.
Absolutely, man. Do you starve yourself a little bit before Thanksgiving?
You know, it's in an eating competition. I learned from that fellow that eats a lot of hot dogs.
Yeah.
You know, yes, fast yourself. Maybe just a little bit of water, and then you just hammer down.
So you're from Wisconsin. Do you go back to Wisconsin?
I normally do, but I've got a girlfriend now, so we're going to go to her family for Thanksgiving, and then come Christmas time, then we'll go back to Wisconsin.
Nice, nice. Yeah. So getting to your Joey C's topic of the day today. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? If you had to pick, like, three.
I have to say that I take three and I make them one. Mm-hmm. And that is my turkey with the mashed potatoes and gravy in there, and then the sweet corn that we have. And I mix it all up.
Yeah.
And it was something I did when I was a kid because my grandpa used to do it. And he's like, all right, just mix it all together because it all ends up in the same place.
Absolutely right.
It's just stuck with me the whole time. I'm like, all right.
It's kind of like, what do they call it? The from KFC, the bowl.
Yeah,
the famous bowl or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to take this. I'm going to take some of that. Yeah. And
what else can give you a heart attack?
Let's just put it in a bowl.
Mix it up.
You know, I think people will buy that. Sure enough, it's like the most popular item on their menu there. So
I think that they're like 1 year away from making it an actual shake beverage as well, too, where they just blend it all up.
Yeah, you put a big straw in it.
Exactly.
Just drink it.
Just suck it all down, you fatty.
Could you imagine sucking up corn?
Oh, gross.
Sucking up corn and mashed it. You know, honestly, though, it sounds gross, but
it's
probably
it.
Pretty damn
good.
Yeah,
we need it.
You know? There you go. So you would do it one more time, what you would do with a combination of
turkey.
Yeah.
I would do mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
And then sweet corn. All together.
You're making me hungry now, man.
Dude, I can't wait. What about you? Are you a Thanksgiving guy?
I'm a Thanksgiving guy. I love Thanksgiving. You know what, though, man? I'd almost rather have ham than turkey on Thanksgiving. I don't know why.
See, I'm a ham for Easter.
Easter?
Kind of guy. Yeah.
It's usually either Easter or Christmas people do the ham.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know, man. I'm not going to say I don't love turkey, but I love turkey doused in gravy.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
And I think if I do the turkey, I almost do too much gravy.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, watching football.
It's kind of crazy because my family, we kind of alternated something a couple years ago because we had a little bit of an issue with heart problems.
Because
apparently we mix all three of our foods together.
It gets lodged right here.
Yeah.
You know?
So we switched from turkey into chicken.
Oh, okay.
Because apparently it's lower in some or other. Either sodium or I don't know what it is.
You ain't going to die as quick.
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's got to be turkey for me for Thanksgiving.
I agree, man. Yeah. I agree. Dude, thank you for coming in. Thanks
Appreciate
for hanging out. I'm lonely, man. I don't got anybody to talk to.
Just love me.
For the love of God. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Matt. You're Joey C's topic of the day, 925-9479-925-WIRX. Give me a call. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? We'll be back.
The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 7:48 Plan B Morning Show on a Monday. What's up? How you doing? Flying solo. Brock's on vacation. He's in Wisconsin. Probably cuddling with Aaron Rodgers, crying together. We lost! Oh God. Yeah, sorry, man. Gotta bust on you a little bit because you're not here to defend yourself. And I love it. Moving on, though, your Joey C's topic of the day. What are your favorite Thanksgiving dishes? I've been kind of chatting it up with Glenn on the phone a little bit. 925-9479-925-WIRX. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish, huh? How's your morning going, man?
Oh, it's going good. You know, the canned cranberry sauce, they can shove that. I don't know. I like the giblet stuffing and... You know, oyster stuffing.
Do you say giblets?
Well, something you put on the table make you sick before you eat, you know?
Right.
All right, guys, later.
Cool, man. Thanks for calling, bud. Glenn, sounding pretty good this morning. What's up, Glenn? How you doing? How are your favorite Thanksgiving dishes? Going through some Facebook stuff here, man. Garlic, herb, mashed potatoes. Huh. Hot spinach apple salad. Just going down a list here. Aunt Margaret's sweet potato casserole. I love my Aunt Marge. You know, this is a topic that Brock set me up with. It's not even Thanksgiving yet. I think every time he goes on vacation, he's like, oh, you're going to have to talk about Thanksgiving stuff. I think he's saving all the good topics from when you're here, man. Moving on, potato pan rolls. Those are good. You know what? How about this? Just give me this. This is mine. Just give me the standard turkey, a bunch of gravy, anything that's just going to make you feel terrible for the next day. Give me a whole slew of green beans. Caramelized carrots. So good. And you know what? Just mix it into one pile. Are you the type of eater to eat one thing at a time? You eat your turkey, then you move over to the mashed potatoes, then you move over to the corn. Not me, man. Just like the Tasmanian devil. I'm like the Cookie Monster when it comes to Thanksgiving Day. Just shove it all in. Turn some football on. We'll listen to Uncle Ron bitch about something for the next 45 minutes. The last time I seen Uncle Ron was last Thanksgiving, and he had something to bitch about then. It's just it's a fun time. You got to take Thanksgiving for what it is. It's a bunch of food, bunch of dudes drinking around, you know, sitting around drinking, watching football, probably half asleep. Then you got like 1,000 kids running around just screaming. And then you got grandma and mom in there getting frustrated a little bit because, oh my, it's Louis Anderson's old joke. Oh my God, the cranberries. Forgot the cranberries. I love Thanksgiving, man. It's a fun time. It's a good deal. And you know what? It's a good time hanging out with the whole family. And there you go. So Joey C's topic of the day. What is your favorite Thanksgiving dish? 925-WIRX. Give me a call. It's a Plan B Morning Show. We'll be back.